Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by Desafira Pharmaceuticals, we had the pleasure of speaking with Jonathan C. Trent, MD, PhD, about the accuracy and sensitivity of circulating tumor DNA in gastrointestinal stromal tumor. Trent is a professor and associate director for clinical research at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, part of the University of Miami Health System in Florida. Treatment for patients with GIST is directed by KIT, PDGFRA, and other genomic alterations, which are typically detected with tissue-based next-generation sequencing analysis. However, CT-based NGS may be a rapid, non-invasive alternative. In a study published in JCO Precision Oncology in 2020, Trent and colleagues showed that ctDNA can be used to evaluate mutations with 100% positive predictive value to tissue-based NGS in patients with metastatic GIST. In the analysis, investigators retrospectively evaluated 43 single-institution patients, revealing 16 KIT exon 11 mutations, 3 KIT exon 9 mutations, and 1 PDGFRA mutation via ctDNA. Resistance mutations were identified in KIT exon 17, exon 13, and in both. In part two of our exclusive two-part interview, Dr. Trent discussed the need for improved awareness around mutation testing in GIST, the limitations of current clinical trial criteria, and the potential for ctDNA to become a longitudinal cancer monitoring tool, helping to prevent invasive means of measuring disease progression. If mutational analysis is being performed at only 30% in the metastatic setting, is circulating tumor DNA analysis upon progression feasible?
Circulating tumor DNA testing is feasible and is accurate. In our study we published a few years ago from our patients looking at circulating tumor DNA, when you do detect a mutation in the liquid biopsy, there's 100% accuracy to the mutation from the tissue of the patient that was tested originally. So the feasibility, there's no issue with the accuracy of ctDNA testing. It's very accurate. Now, the sensitivity isn't quite what we would like because smaller tumors, less fast-growing tumors, and possibly for reasons we don't understand, some GIST patients, even when progressive and metastatic, don't have detectable circulating tumor DNA. And so that's the major limitation. It impacts maybe 20 to 25% of patients. But the fact that only 30% of GIST patients who were being treated with tyrosine kinase inhibitors or other therapy have not undergone mutation testing is really egregious on the part of the medical community in the United States. Compared to breast cancer, it would be equivalent to not testing for HER2 and treating a patient with a HER2 targeted therapy. You know, that's just not done in the US. But why is it being done in GIST? We think there's largely a lack of awareness because it's a rare disease, because a community oncologist might see one or two GIST patients a year, if even that. In our clinics at Sylvester, we might see 10 or 15 GIST patients a day. And so, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with awareness, and that's something that we need to keep working on in as many different aspects as we can.
Assuming that we see improved sensitivity with, you know, next generation assays, do you see that ctDNA analysis and MRD analysis has the potential to become a longitudinal kind of cancer monitoring tool?
The current status of measuring progression of disease is doing somewhat of a disservice to our patients. On clinical trial, for instance, a patient has to have 20% growth of the tumor before they're designated progression. And then if they go to the next trial, there may be a four-week washout where the tumor continues to grow. We can do better than that in a lot of different ways. One way in our clinical trials would be to decrease the criteria of progression from 20% to a lower number. We have the technology with MRI, CAT scan, PET scan to measure tumors within like a tenth of a millimeter. You know, why are we waiting for a tumor to grow by 20% when we could get a patient on a more active therapy faster? That's one issue. And then the other issue that you mentioned is minimal residual disease or MRD. And so far, the current status of circulating tumor DNA is not as sensitive as CT scans yet. So detecting progression on circulating tumor DNA prior to progression on CAT scan or MRI or PET is really not quite ready for prime time. I do hope one day that we can have a biomarker, a very sensitive biomarker that can identify progression much earlier in patients so that we can ideally even identify better therapy in terms of activity against resistance in GIST patients one day. But I do believe that's going to take some improvement in the sensitivity of the technology. That was the major point that I wanted to convey, was that we need to do mutation testing, period. And ctDNA is reasonable to do if you can't or don't have tissue. So if you don't have tissue on a patient from a prior surgery or a prior biopsy, you can use circulating tumor DNA. You don't have to stick the patient with a needle again.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, sponsored by Desafira Pharmaceuticals. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.